At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Pick your day to outside lens. Let's do this. Right now, take the word summertime. S-U-M-M-E-R-T-I-M-E. All one word, summertime. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Outside Land starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and so many more. So much to do if you're out there at Outside Lands. Text summertime to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for Outside Lands tickets August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is summertime. And we're doing this all day, every hour until 5:05 this afternoon. So lots of chances for you to win. Keep it here on Alice all day. Alice 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Let us begin with the hottest dudes of all time. Harper's Bazaar has come up with a list.
Okay.
Lists are made to be picked apart. And there are some good people on here. And I'm like, oh, that dude is seriously hot. But they basically... they basically went through all time. Like Clint Eastwood's on this. James Dean is on there. And then they went to the peak level of hotness. Like they pointed out when this person peaked. So for James Dean, they say smoking a cigarette in that iconic red jacket in Rebel Without a Cause.
Never saw it, but okay.
I feel like I've seen it, but it's more about just sort of the look. And because it's a black and white photo, the one that you know of, I always thought it was a black jacket. But now I am looking at it and I'm like, okay, I guess that is a red jacket.
Bright red.
Yeah. Couldn't be brighter. It's like cherry red.
Oh, that's the hot shot, though?
You know, just the old black and whites of him. I just assumed it was like a black jacket.
He's of a time, and certainly the pompadour and the square jaw and the cig. The grit hanging out of his, in between his lips.
Yeah.
At one time.
He's a good looking dude.
Was considered hot.
Yeah.
I don't really know James Dean personally.
Right.
Oh.
But just looking at these photos, I totally get it. Because he's got that like cool bad boy thing going on, but he also looks nice in the eyes.
Mm. Oh.
You know, he doesn't look like he'd actually
like
ever.
Like a bad boy with a heart of gold.
Yes.
He was
exactly.
That bad boy thing. I feel like to me, he's the Fonzie of 10 years before Fonzie was there.
But he died so young that he's immortalized at 20.
Because
something.
That's right. I think he's like 20 in these pictures. Yeah. Like I don't know how old he was. He in the 27 club?
There's
was
not
he 27
a line
when
on
he
his
died?
Face, younger. Man.
Mm. It's like 23, 24.
Yeah, not one line.
No, he's beautiful.
Okay, so James Dean.
So James Dean, they got him on the list. They've also got Tupac Shakur on here. And he is kind of hot, but they have a couple people that I was just like, I don't think so. There were, who is it? ASAP Rocky, who put babies in Rihanna. Is that who she's with? I'm sorry, but 50 hottest dudes of all time?
Yes, he is Rihanna's baby daddy.
You know what? I sent you a thing. I know it's like a scrolling nightmare. This is the problem with this whole thing is that, he's cute enough, but I don't know.
Oh, I think he's handsome.
Mm. Is he one of the 50 hottest dudes of all time?
I don't think so.
I think that you have to assume that there was a mixed audience picking who they think is best, and he's handsome. Sure.
Peak level of hot for Tupac Shakur was rapping shirtless in the Hit 'Em Up music video. There is something about Tupac.
I do think Tupac, I see it with Tupac. Mm. I don't see it with ASAP.
Lenny Kravitz, they've got on here.
Lenny Kravitz is a great looking dude.
Pose and perform shirtless, and yeah, pretty much all those interested, all those incidents count as the peak. They've got Pedro Pascal on here, and I'm going to say this. He's fine. He's not one of the 50 hottest dudes of all time. Is he? Come on, Bob.
Okay, is this strictly how they look or is vibe included as well?
But that's right.
I mean,
that's
it's
the
all
point.
The special sauce, right? All the secret sauce.
Tupac was super talented. And I even mentioned earlier, like last week, I think it was, one of his songs, one of the lines is, I just got out of jail. I stop by the studio on my, before I go home, I stop by the studio and drop a jewel. So I got money coming in immediately. Like that's that guy. Mm-hmm. And you go, damn, imagine that. Roll into the studio, fresh out of your jumpsuit from jail.
Let's get some money
and drop a number one hit real quick.
Hurry up and get that out. I'm
there's
a little
something about
moths
that
in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pedro has a very 2025 masculine vibe about him in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what makes him so hot.
I don't argue that he's hot and he's red hot right now.
Right.
But I'm like, of all time? I just don't know. Some of these are fine. Like a lot of the usual suspects are on there. Like Brad Pitt's on there at some point and Jason Momoa is on there. They actually say that his peak is showing his funny side in his 2020 Super Bowl commercial. He pulls off all the muscles and he's just like a skinny dude.
He's a guy, too, that I almost wondered if the photos I saw weren't doctored the other way in that he let it go for a minute there. So he's the muscular Drago. Is that his name? What is it?
Khal Drago.
And then he's, you know, he's done some other, you know, sort of fit roles. And then there was a shot I saw of him while he wasn't at work and went, oh, dear.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a wide.
She just typed in Jason Momoa fat.
Hey, I only have so long to get the
actually, you got to ask for what you need. Got to ask for what you need. Oh, go back up on the left hand side. I think there's like a before doctoring and after doctoring.
Yeah, he fluffs up a little.
Yeah, he does.
You That's have okay. to bulk.
Everybody and does, then you though. Right?
No, I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying he's a guy who, you know, it's almost endearing that he's willing to let it go and then hit the gym hard before the next picture.
Yep.
Not to go too far ahead, but the hottest man on this list, and you can't change my mind, is Harrison Ford.
Oh, Harrison.
Wow,
there is
really?
Yes. Harrison. What do they have for his peak moment?
Sweaty, dirt-covered Indiana Jones dodging booby traps in a linen shirt. That's not archaeology. That's art.
Yeah. I can see him on this list for sure. Oh, you know who I can't see? Bad Bunny! Get that guy out of here! The Calvin Klein ad, they're saying. No!
Oh, people are into him. And who was he dating? One of the Kardashians.
Kendall, I think, for a minute.
Yeah, so he...
Yeah. He is just, to me... I do not get it with him. And a lot of people really, really like him. And I'm just like, no. But was it Kendall? It was Kendall. Yeah, he just, whatever. They also got Aaron Taylor Johnson on here.
That's the guy who may be the new Bond?
It doesn't seem like I'm hearing his name tossed around too much, but he's also the one who married like a lady who was 30 years older than him after she directed him in some movie.
Good for him.
Is she from Kick-Ass? Is he?
He's from Kick-Ass.
He is Kick-Ass.
Yes.
So, but he's also in Anna Karenina, which I did not know or see. And they say his hot moment is crying over Keira Knightley in Anna Karenina. A man who yearns is a man who earns.
Crying.
I know. So this is Harper's Bazaar's picks for 50 hottest men of all time in Hollywood specifically. Let's see who have we missed.
Jesse Williams from, what's it called? Grey's Anatomy. Did you watch Grey's Anatomy at all?
I didn't, but is Jesse Williams the black guy with the green eyes?
Yes.
That dude is
gorgeous.
So smoking hot.
He's so cute.
Yeah. He's beautiful.
I
would
that
ruin
guy.
My life for those eyes.
Wait, is he black? I can't.
At least
not that
partially.
He doesn't look like it.
He's very light skinned.
Oh,
I don't know that guy.
I want to say I saw him I saw him on some other show that I was just like, holy hotness.
Oh, he should definitely be more famous than he is, in my humble opinion.
Oh, Only Murders in the Building. Maybe that's
where
that's
right. He is in a season of that.
Anyway, they've got Elvis Presley on here. And I got to say, Little Me was, I was into him. I used to watch all his movies. And my dad was really into Elvis. And he had like, he would always put him on the weekends. There'd be, I don't know, there were all kinds of different movies that Elvis had done. But then one time my parents call me out of it. They're like, Elvis is on TV. Elvis is on, he's doing a stage show in Vegas and come on out and see him. And it was Fat Elvis. You know, just like
not fat big, Elvis.
Yeah, big mutton chop sideburns and the karate outfit with and sweaty and just looking puffy. And I was like, oh, what? You know, 6 year old me was really let down by what you've let yourself become, Elvis. Wasn't that long after that he passed. I think he passed in 77.
You know, I didn't know that much about Elvis, but I saw the movie Elvis. And it really made me lose all respect for him.
Is this the Austin Butler one?
Yes. Yeah. I feel so bad for the guy. Kind of pitiful.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was controlled by the Colonel guy, right?
Yeah, but like, go ask somebody else for their opinion. Go call a different lawyer. Have to let yourself get that stuck for that long.
Even if you can't see
any way out. I mean,
well, it's kind of like the Brian Wilson story in a way. This is a guy who went, I'm glomming onto this guy and controlled who could see him and control and got him drugs. And at one point, I remember there was a thing about Elvis. He was like, I'm going to buy a pharmacy.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have access to all the drugs I need. And they're like, that's really not how it works. That's not.
Kid logic.
But maybe it does. They got Keanu Reeves on here. All right, he's cute. Jacob Elordi, that scene in Saltburn. Come on.
Jake Gyllenhaal needs to get off this list.
100% agree. And also Bill Skarsgård, they say, crawling through the sewers as Pennywise. How much hotter can it get?
Are you kidding?
How about Alexander Skarsgård in literally anything else?
That's rage bait right there.
That I know.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing, putting the monster on this list.
No. It's everyone knows it's Alexander. Like, I hope Alexander's not upset about this and sees it for what it is. Henry Cavill, yes. He's beautiful. Michael B. Jordan, yes. Chris Hemsworth, yes. There's a lot of good people on this.
If
Marlon
you just
want to
look at beautiful people, this is a great. I'm having a really good time scrolling.
There's
down
David
this.
Beckham, Mahershala Ali. Who's Maluma? I don't even know who Maluma is. The Hawaii music video, the heartbreak in his eyes, devastating. Obviously, he's a musician, I guess, huh? So we'll put this, I put this whole thing up at the Ceremony Facebook page, so you can go and check it out if you are interested. Marlon Brando's on here. I'm looking at him on this.
Who's the hottest guy to you?
It's John, obviously.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I don't know who the hottest guy is. It changes a lot.
Today, Monday.
Yeah, one time it was Tom Hiddleston, which was just a miss. Swing and a miss.
I do think he's hot.
Okay, but he was. But of all of the peoples on the planet, Tom Hiddleston is what you came up with? No.
Can't really pick. For a long time, I would have just said Ryan Reynolds right off the bat. But
now he's got taint all over him.
He really does. Just not into him anymore. I don't know. The hottest of all. It's even though I'm not really into Brad Pitt, like Brad Pitt has been hot for so long. You know, like I wasn't all that into him when he was younger, but I feel like in his old age, like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that dude is awesome.
That's the hottest he's ever been.
I agree.
And then I saw the F1 poster.
And?
He's so hot.
Mm.
I haven't seen that movie yet, but.
It's worth seeing just to see Brad.
Like he's just aging. Like they say like a fine wine, but.
Yeah.
Better than that.
Right. Yeah. And Brad's pretty hot. I don't know. I'm not crushing on anybody right now. I'll let you know if I do. Because it's certainly not Timothée Chalamet.
Why not?
Because he's so scrawny.
I know, but he's super. At least now I understand he's talented.
Yeah. He is talented.
What do you think about Pete Davidson?
No, he's a hard no.
He's a hard no.
I need
for
a
me
dude
too.
Who doesn't look like he hasn't slept in a week, and is going to offer me meth. I'm like, no thanks. Box office, just really quickly here. Superman has saved the day for DC Studios.
I heard this. This is a big deal.
$122 million domestic opening and $217 million globally, so in total. They spent, so it's about, they're at 217 after 1 week, which is great. They spent $225 making the movie. Marketing was on top of that. So they may need to get to $300 million, which
it doesn't
seem like they're going to have any trouble with that. James Gunn's tentpole appears to be succeeding in rebooting the Warner Brothers on DC. They say that DC's really been struggling. And they've got a whole, let's see, Jurassic World Rebirth is at $500 million globally.
Is that Warner Brothers too?
That is unclear. Let me see. Hold on, I have it.
Because Warner Brothers has had some, like the
No, that's Universal.
Okay, yeah. The Wonder Woman movies, I don't think did as good as they hoped. What were the...
Nobody wants to see a woman save the world.
The lead... No, I actually do want to see that. I think they did a terrible job with the script. Like, just really bad. She plays that role perfectly. Looks great. Is great in the spot. It's just the movies aren't great.
James Gunn says, new Wonder Woman movie is being written right now. This is from a few weeks back, but they are saying Wonder Woman's being written. The movie would be in addition to an HBO series about Wonder Woman's home of Themyscira. I don't know how you say the name of her island. Themyscira. I thought it was the Isle of Lesbos, but maybe not.
The Isle of Lesbos?
I don't know. Themyscira. It just doesn't sound familiar.
I don't remember that either.
Anyway, he says it's moving along slow, but it is moving. They're writing it and putting it together. It would be a fresh start for the character. Apparently, it would be a recast.
So a recast.
Yeah.
They just really didn't do that lady any justice. She was perfect great. In the role, but the movies weren't what they could have been.
Yeah. Set her up to fail.
Mm-hmm. And how are you going to say no to it? This is my chance to be Wonder Woman.
Right.
And I look great, and I'm ready, and then the script is...
In a way, one of the things that if there was anything I didn't like about her is that I wish she was like 7 to 10 years older when she played it. Like, to me, Wonder Woman was a mature, grown woman. Like, because that's how I grew up with the Linda Carter one. And like, Gal is a little bit too fresh-faced. But I agree with you that they just didn't give her the vehicles that she needed to be successful in that because, you know, if they had, I guess she's probably 10 years older now than she was when she played that for the first time.
Yeah, she's 40 now. And she was in her early 30s.
That's right.
I think
she was having babies and they were green screening out her stomach during it.
I'm sure this is probably a non-statement, but Linda Carter is truly one of the most beautiful women to ever be born on the
Preach.
Holy.
I'm with you.
I could see anybody going, I don't want that role. No, thanks.
I know.
Nobody can fill that get up. Like Linda Carter did.
She just pulled it in a way that doesn't seem humanly possible. Like Linda Carter at the old, what was her name? Diana Prince?
Mm-hmm.
She was so, so good in that role. Anyway, they're working on it. James Gunn, who just got done putting Superman together. Let me give you the box office for this past weekend. So Superman, obviously, number one. I only have the domestic numbers, so... $122 million in North America, $40 million for Jurassic World Rebirth. So it was a good, theaters were happy. F1, the movie's at $13 million for the weekend. It's been out 3 weeks. It's in third place. And it's made in the States $136 million. How to Train Your Dragons in fourth place with about $7.8 million. Elio, the disappointment.
It's not. It's a good movie.
Been out 4 weeks. It made just under $4 million, $63 million total for North America. Let me see.
That's it?
Yep. Hold on.
I've seen it twice already.
Listen, worldwide, domestic and international, $117 million.
Wow.
I know. I knows it.
Hey, don't forget.
Yeah.
Your homework is due this coming Thursday.
Yeah. Bob's Movie Club. The movie is
That's your
time
homework.
After time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mission Impossible. That's been out for 8 weeks. It's in eighth place. We made $1.4 million. I'm actually really surprised at how that hasn't performed all that well. Let me look at that's total take. total worldwide is over 500 million. It's almost at 600 million. So I guess that's...
Maybe people are in my same shoes, which is I love the Mission Impossible movies. I'd been waiting for the next one to come out, but every movie we go see is for the kids.
Yeah.
That's it. So I will see that when it comes to my house.
Elio. Mm. Sorry, Pixar. You know, we'd be happy to try to help you out with your next movie. We'd love to get back in the good graces.
It wasn't a miss at all. Like, I don't know if the marketing was amiss or if there's some weird politics in play that I don't know about, but I thought it was spectacular. Really good.
It could easily have been the Lilo and Stitch of it all.
There's that,
too. You know,
too.
If you're
that
only going
was
to movies once.
A phenom. That thing is, hold on, let me get the, we talked about this earlier today, too, didn't we? Lilo and Stitch
I think you said it's the number one movie domestically.
Of the year. 414 million domestically and worldwide $994 million. It is just away from, I'm sure next weekend it'll cross $1 billion. So Walt Disney's psyched about that one. That's the live action one. I think they've already greenlit like a Lilo and Stitch.
Of course they did.
Live action, right. Yes, we'd love more money. Go ahead, make that for us. I just wanted to do this really quickly because I'd kind of forgotten about Bono's hair in the 80s. He's talking about his one big regret from the Live Aid performance because it was the 40th anniversary of Live Aid over the weekend. And so on Sunday, CNN did a ton of stuff and there was all kinds of, content that was going on YouTube during this. And there's pictures of him from that day, just with everybody he's ever been a fan of. He's like, every picture I look at, I've just got this mullety high hair. He's got like a button down. I don't know. Is that a pirate jacket? What kind of jacket is that?
It's just, of the era. That's
sure.
Not fair. Cut yourself some slack, Bono. You're Bono the whole time.
I know. It's
first
not like
of all.
He's actually super good looking. I remember really liking Bono in the 80s. But it is definitely, he would fit right in with the Flock of Seagulls. There's no question. Because it's not just that it's a mullet. It's that it's just coiffed so perfectly. Just very long but upright on the top of his head, slicked back over the ears, and then just a mane coming down the back.
What I will give him, and I believe this to be true in my own life as well, the people that know themselves from Go and don't go in and out of trends, they're the ones that I respect most. I do, because they know themselves and they're not
comfortable with anything.
They
else.
Don't change costumes and they don't change with the times because that's not them. They're this.
That's the Janes of the world.
But this person here, okay, so he's part of the times. It's the way it was. I've certainly got haircuts in pictures where I'm all, oh God, eek.
Yep.
But that's the times.
Yeah.
And I do also believe often you have to try a couple things before you go, I know what works for me.
Yeah.
And I got there.
Yeah.
I know what works for me. And certainly hairspray does not. Didn't even after. I mean, now I don't even have
any
hair.
I like what's
but,
going on now. You know, bald head and a little porn mustache.
You know,
I was
going
to say, the elephant in the room is furry.
You know, you haven't been here that long. He does get, occasionally he gets a.
Oh, this is a thing?
Yeah. I'll let it go for a while. I noticed it, but I didn't say anything because I've
elephant,
seen it.
Listen,
I've been waiting to bring it up.
No. What?
Please, your thoughts. What do you think of salt and pepper over there?
I love it.
No, you don't. It's okay,
though.
He
used to come in black, and he could get one in 2 days.
That's not true. What happens is I didn't shave all last week, and you can see that in the videos on Alice973 Instagram.
You got shaggier as
I got it. I was not shaving specifically, and then when I shave, usually after going a week or two, I usually think, well, if I'm going to have a mustache, now's my chance. And then I do it, and then, you know, the missus won't kiss me, and I find myself looking ridiculous.
Yeah, by this weekend, it'll be gone.
Yeah, it'll be gone.
Because you were home alone.
Yeah.
You got to go crazy.
I got to have a mustache this weekend.
I'm going to be a dude with a stash in a hot tub.
And something happened.
Did you use the hot tub this weekend?
I did not.
Oh!
I did go surfing, though.
Oh, that's good.
I want a pic of you surfing with that stash.
Yes. Can you get one on the way home?
How would I take a picture of myself surfing?
It's cut. You hold your phone out.
No.
Out.
What?
Why don't you get a little stand for the front of your board? Put it in like a Lucite
no.
box.
Come on, Vinny.
No.
You're an influencer. Get it together.
Yeah, Vinny.
Okay.
We need to document that stash.
All right. I'm totally out of time.
And the
what
little
you
furry thing under the lip.
I know. That's oh, the, that's the soul patch.
So great. Thanks, you too.
Mm. I like it. It's fine.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But I like you. So, okay.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Just going to keep on dancing. Good vibes and variety. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for being here. And yay Monday. I mean, rah, rah, shish, boom, bah. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club. 6 a.m. next Thursday. Wait a minute.
This Thursday.
This Thursday. Yeah. 6 a.m. this Thursday.
Woo!
Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Time After Time. I mentioned this earlier. I started my homework last night. The movie is old.
79.
And, but it's... like 1979 or probably 78 because they, you know, filmed it. And then, but either way, it's San Francisco. That's where the time travel happens.
And it is a time travel movie. That is Bob's favorite genre of movies, which turns out is a fully populated genre. There aren't like four. There's a bunch.
So there we are in old timey, you know, is it London? I don't even, where did Jack the Ripper do his thing? London. Old timey London. And then... the police are closing. I don't want to say too much,
but don't give it away. Right.
Someone escapes.
Oh, no. Into a time machine, obviously. You know, hard to close in on the guy who's in another time.
Right. And so the adventure begins, and I started it, and I'm just absolutely blown away. The special effects, all the stuff.
Nice.
Get yourself caught up on that one and join us this Thursday, and be ready to let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's
Movie
Club.
Mm.
Speaking of that song, my family was at the Russian River over the weekend, and there's a place they were hanging that had karaoke.
Oh, what fun.
And so the girls were like, we're going to do Pink Pony Club, all three of them.
Oh,
we're going to go up and do Pink Pony Club.
Christina must be in heaven.
Oh, they were totally stoked. And there they are in line and they're getting ready. And the person in front of them, guess what song the person in front of them did?
Oh, no. Pink Pony.
And so they went, let's find another song. Let's get back in line and start over because we can't do the song right after someone else did it.
Right. Oh. That's annoying.
But I can imagine that's a huge hit on the karaoke circuit right now. Big song.
Yeah, Pink Pony Club. One. They just want to keep on dancing.
Right. Morning clouds will give way to plenty of sunshine today.
Excellent.
Mostly sunny and 70s with the highs being in the mid 80s, depending on where you're at. This is one that I'm starting to understand is just the changing of the way we handle family.
Okay.
It just has to be. That our parents did such a good job that we want them around at all possible times.
As in, move in with us.
Everywhere, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Generational living.
Parents crashing honeymoons is now becoming a bizarre travel trend for modern newlyweds. Yeah!
You having that?
Come with!
No.
Do you know where you're going on your honeymoon?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's a fun surprise.
Yeah.
Do you think your parents are going?
Definitely not.
Well, so I've got the article in front of me and I'll work my way through it a little bit. Right. But one of the stories was the parents said, well, we bought them the honeymoon. We just thought we'd join them for it.
Yeah. I think the last person you want to see on your honeymoon is your mom. She has been bugging you for months to get that wedding up and running, and you're just like, I'm more into getting away from her than I am into this whole honeymoon business.
Psychologists warn of boundary issues when in-laws join couples on post-wedding getaways. It's entirely inappropriate, like 100% inappropriate. And I can imagine if let's say your now wife says, yeah, it'll be fine. We're going to have plenty of fun and plenty of time to ourselves. It's fine. Let's bring them. I can see a person saying, well, am I going to pick World War I? Like before we've
the
even
first
returned
week of our
from
marriage,
our,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that is like one of those things where I guess you just try to make the best of it, but you would expect parents
to not even want to.
To go, that's inappropriate.
Right.
It's not.
To get the clue that this is their time.
These are the same parents that went on the job interview with you and the same parents
hovered
that
over you your whole childhood.
It makes perfect sense that this is where that goes from, well, I got him that job.
What if both sets want to go? So, of course, I go and do his job for him. I got it for him.
Now,
I can actually see, I know a lot of people that are very close to their families. That's fine. Like, what if a bunch of people all went on the trip together? Like, say you have a destination wedding in Hawaii, and that's where you're going to do your honeymoon, and people stay. And so now you're all at the same resort together.
First of all, whatever works for you is fine. Like, who cares? But, you know, but second of all, then don't call it a honeymoon.
Right.
That's not a honeymoon. As I understand a honeymoon, and I didn't have one.
Oh.
You are having one for sure?
I mean, eventually.
Okay.
It's not a top priority.
Yeah, it wasn't for us either.
It won't happen like the week after.
Probably not. No, because I think we're going to take the whole week off beforehand.
Leading up to it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot to do.
We were fully grown with children.
Yes.
It was not a thing. I wasn't on my list. Like, I got to get her away so we can finally do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes. In the olden days, right, there was, some inexperience. Sometimes, some people hadn't done it a lot or at all.
Right.
Where did Sandy and Vince go on their honeymoon?
You know what? I would have to ask her. Mm. I don't know. And that is, there's such a change in the generations that my dad never talked about his childhood ever.
Oh.
If you didn't grill him about something, you didn't hear about it at all. And I always kind of respected that he was a dude who few words. When he said something, he meant it, and he followed through on it. He was like, here's me, jabber jaw, and all over the place. He's a steady guy, doesn't say a lot, and when he says it, he means it and all that. Me, I'm like, I said that because I never shut up.
Five different ways, 10 different years, every single other week.
You know, I mean, it has worked out for me. But,
it has,
but
yes.
I'm just saying.
You do talk for a living.
Right. I'm just saying. I get it. So I don't know what they did.
Yeah.
But I would be shocked,
Sandy, text us,
if you go on your honeymoon and you bring your parents or I would expect parents to say no.
Yeah, that doesn't seem appropriate. What are you, afraid of your new person?
I mean, we've finally done it. We've gone too far.
Mm.
We booked a flight to join our kids on their honeymoon.
Well, I mean, if Riley asked me, I'd go.
A lot of adults my age and parents Sarah's age have bad boundaries with each other.
Agreed.
I actually do think there's a lot of things that if Riley was going to do that, I would be like, oh, I'll go. We're going. What's happening? That'll be fun.
I'll give you that as and I'm not a new parent, but as a parent to young kids, I'm definitely squishy over them. Like, I really love those kids, but I'm already trying really hard with boundaries about many things. Whether that's, no, you're off the screen, get outside or grab your art supplies, but no more screen. Not even TV.
Yes.
Find
Good.
Something else.
I'm glad
else.
That you are that way.
So there's certain things, and I would never join them on their honeymoon. And even if Christina was starting to be that parent, because she leans that way, I would say, no.
Yeah, don't do it.
We're not going. And if you go, then you're going alone, because I'm not going on
their
honeymoon.
They're going to
honeymoon.
Oahu. Let's go to Maui. So what if we pop over on a helicopter for a little dinner one of the nights?
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're talking about an article where it seems to be a new trend that parents are joining their one or the other kid on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
As long as the parents and in-laws are invited and the newlyweds have a separate bedroom, maybe there's not a problem. Another said that they went on this honeymoon and they had a room not only next door, the parents did, but it had a doorway through.
Now you got to watch your volume.
Right.
And hope your parents aren't having a honeymoon, too.
Good job, honey. She sounds like she's having a blast. Great job.
Well, that's some real staying power,
dear.
Way
to drop the hammer.
Oh, that sounded like it hurts.
What the?
I'll have Dad give you some tips later.
Completely out of control.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Oh, we probably
It's okay.
Fast
you don't have to hit the button. Fast, the re- fast,
oh, fast, there you go.
The record holder for the most Grammys won is
Beyoncé.
It is Beyoncé. With 35 of them.
Damn, she's pretty good.
The runner-up is Sir George Solti. He's a Hungarian-British conductor who conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for 22 years and won 31 Grammys. Where is Tay-Tay in all of this?
Is she in third place?
How many Grammys does Tay-Tay have?
She's got plenty.
Okay. Take it, AC.
So defensive.
Third place, though.
Yeah, is she in third?
She's definitely not in first or second. Mm.
A lot of people think she should have won for Red, Album of the Year for Red.
Oh, Red was a good album.
Which ones are on that one?
I think that's...
You're a Swiftie.
Yeah, what is happening to you?
Trouble When You Walked In.
Oh, Trouble's great. Trouble is a good
Red,
one.
Yeah. Of course. Holy Ground, which is my favorite workout song.
I don't even know if I know that one.
State of Grace, Treacherous, Red, I Knew You Were Trouble. All Too Well.
Oh,
of course.
22.
Oh, I love 22. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. It's a good one.
Can't believe you didn't jump in, Vinny.
Yeah, Vin.
I don't want to. Anyway, so
you got a mustache and everything changed.
I know. Now he's all Mr. Cool.
So chill. Mature.
Yeah. Let me just wax.
You know what? Let me just tell you something.
And the comb is kind of overkill for the stash on day one.
Get out of here.
that's a good one.
Nearly a third of Americans think they could pass as British.
Do they? I think I do a pretty good English accent, but I know for a fact I can't pass as British because I know people with English accents and they're like, what are you trying to do?
Why are you talking without an English accent right now?
Because mine is so pathetic compared to the actual thing. Plus, I need my special music.
That's the only way you can put on that getup is with the music.
Oh, boo! Oh! All I have to say is, how dare you disrespect my British accent? It's phenomenal. The end. Oh, there I faded out a few.
Well.
But how many people?
A third of you all think you could pass as British.
British?
That's the most American thing I've ever heard.
That a third of us think
we could pull it. Confidence, yeah.
Yeah, there's no problem. What?
Right. One of the things I like the most about listening to books is, and specifically the Cormoran Strike books, the guy who narrates those is great. Like, he gets all the different accents, and if they go to a different part of the British Isles, like, he's doing those accents. Like, that guy's phenomenal.
Our text number, we just fell right into it. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, it's right here. 800-400-3697. 707 says, I went on my daughter's honeymoon.
Uh-oh.
To be fair, I was taking care of my three-month-old grandson.
Oh.
My daughter wanted him near. Well, your daughter's husband must have been thrilled.
Yeah. Oh, we don't even get to get away from our kid for a week. And your mom's will be here too. This is great. No, I do like it. It's fine.
Wasn't that the White Lotus? The mom showed up on the honeymoon?
I was thinking that. I think it's Molly Shannon plays the mom.
Molly Shannon, the hot chick from American Pie. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Shannon Elizabeth.
No, you're thinking of Shannon Elizabeth. Molly Shannon is
from SNL
chick.
Yes, okay, sorry.
I think, is she Superstar?
Yeah, yes.
That chick. So she plays the mom, and it's the regular sort of working class girl, beautiful, who's marrying kind of this frat boy, rich kid. And the mom is like, yeah, you're going to have to give up your little hobbies and just come to fundraisers with me. It'll be great. But you'll be so rich.
415 says, my husband and I went to Japan with my mother-in-law a couple years ago. He said it was our honeymoon. I completely disagreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you put your person in a tough spot when you decide to indulge like that, because your person wants to say no, but they also know that they've got a life ahead of them with you.
Right. But also your mom.
I think
you're right. It's on the parent to say, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. This is your honeymoon.
Right.
Honeymoon does not include parents.
Right. You're supposed to go rage.
Yeah. Here, take my three-month-old. I'll see you when I get back, Mom.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a baby moon, but no honeymoon.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. And I swear, it's one of my favorite pictures. I have a picture of Christina, whatever she was, like, I'll say 6 months or 5 months pregnant.
She was visibly pregnant, but not ginormous.
Right. And she's in a bikini on the beach in Hawaii, right at Pipeline, the very famous wave where she's just sitting there. And I'm like, she's like, okay, all right.
I'm not a fashion model.
And I'm like,
is that Edie?
That is Edie. Yes. Mm. Yep. And that is what replaced the honeymoon, because there we were.
Yep.
Without a little kid and all the stuff.
And no mom along on the trip.
We got married in June. Everyone vacations then. We went to Vegas for a few days. Then we went to Costa Rica in December. Wow, lots of
that seems good like for you. Really enjoyed it. All different ways.
Mm-hmm. 415, Lisa from Nevada. My son is 26 and there is no way I would even think of inserting myself in on his honeymoon. Good. One
that's
of the
normal.
Few rational grown-ups in this world, understanding like those two need to kick their life off without mom lurking in the background.
It's weird if mom's there.
Honey, don't forget your sunscreen.
Right.
You know you burn.
Did you brush up? Are we going to breakfast? We need to keep our strength up for everything we're going to do today. So what do you have planned for us today, dear? Oh my God, I was going to bone my wife all day.
Not now, though.
Yeah. All right, let's go on jet skis. Here we go.
650 says, we invited our parents on our getaway wedding and honeymoon, and it was awesome. Listen, if it's great for you guys, who would take that from you? Not I.
Yep.
I would not want any parents on the honeymoon.
And I do think when you do a destination wedding and everyone's already flown their way there, why take off for a different place when you're already in paradise? Like, just enjoy it with your family.
Oh, look at Sandy was listening.
Oh, hey, Sandy.
Hi, we got married and left for California. Dad was in the Marines and we needed to get to Dad's place of station, where he was stationed. And I think he was stationed in El Toro Marine Base. Anyway.
That's
no honeymoon
adorable.
For them.
How soon after they were married were you born?
Pretty quick.
I was born 6 months later.
You know how few you shotgun.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ellie.
Yeah, Ginger had to put a ring on it.
Yep. There's very few pictures from those days because we didn't carry one around everywhere we went. But there's a picture of my dad's GTO, which is an old car if you don't know that. But he had souped the thing up. It was his badass car, GTO. And there's my mom, sexy on the hood of the thing in, I want to say it's Beverly Hills, where the, you know that drive yes, with all the palm trees? That's in the background. There's the red, and then my mom, I'm like, whoa.
Like a pinup girl. Oh, God. Stop it.
Sandy!
That's so cute,
what
Sandy.
What are you doing?
Sandy's kind of a bombshell, too. Like, she tamps it down, but she's...
she's conservative, she's but she definitely... Wow, jeez.
You heard me. She's a brick. What?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.